Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are the new owners of a townhome in Northwest Washington, D.C., only a 12-minute drive to the White House. The Meta CEO bought the 15,000-square-foot property for $23 million, making it the third most expensive real estate sale in the city. The Woodland Normanstone location adds to the Facebook founder's portfolio, which includes properties in Palo Alto, Lake Tahoe, and Hawaii. Politico confirmed the purchase during the week of March 31, with Zuckerberg responding with a statement saying it allows Mark to spend more time in D.C. as Meta continues its work on policy issues related to American technology leadership. Since Trump won a second term, Zuckerberg has been a frequent visitor to the nation's capital to build a relationship with the president and secure favorable deals for the company he founded in 2004. On November 24, 2024, shortly after Trump defeated Kamala Harris, the two met at Mar-a-Lago in Florida to discuss the incoming administration. On January 20, 2025, Zuckerberg attended President Trump's inauguration before co-hosting a reception celebrating the president's second term. The following month, he visited the White House to discuss strategies for bolstering U.S. leadership in technology. Then, on April 2, 2025, the CEO flew to Washington to lobby the president on resolving an antitrust case scheduled for trial on April 14th. In 2020, Meta was sued by the Federal Trade Commission for stifling competition through its acquisitions of WhatsApp and Instagram. Zuckerberg isn't the only tech billionaire putting down roots in the capital to stay close to power and have a say in policy. PayPal and Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel recently bought a $13 million home in Massachusetts Avenue Heights, while former Google CEO Eric Schmidt purchased a $15.1 million property in 2023. Perhaps most notably, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos paid $23 million in 2016 for the former textile museum in Kalorama neighborhood, where he has hosted numerous political events. But not every billionaire looking to curry favor with the president is eager to purchase DC real estate. While reports in early 2025 suggested Elon Musk was eyeing the famous Line Hotel with plans to transform it into a private social club, the Doge leader reportedly continues his habit of sleeping where he works. Musk has been noted to stay at the Doge headquarters in the Eisenhower Executive Office building, only a 4-minute drive from the White House. The question remains, will Zuckerberg's move ultimately help the world's largest social network steer clear of government scrutiny and ingratiate the president into Facebook's good graces? That remains uncertain. On February 14, 2025, 1 week after Zuckerberg met with White House officials to talk business, Meta's stock was trading at an all-time high of $736 per share. As of April 4, 2025, it hovers at $504, a significant dent in Zuckerberg's net worth. And that doesn't include the $23 million he just spent on his new DC home.